Democratic candidate for Congress Anthony Brindisi finished his town hall tour of the 22nd Congressional District over the weekend. WRVO's Payne Horning has more from his visit to Oswego County.
During Brindisi's hour-long Q&A with a crowd of about 25, the Democrat pledged to work for his district rather than his party, saying Congress needs independent thinkers to achieve progress.
And I'm also someone who's not afraid to reach across the aisle, work with Democrats, work with Republicans to really get things done. And to me, that's how every elected official should behave. There's a time for campaigning, but once elections are over, I believe there's a time for government. And it doesn't matter what party you're in, you actually have to get things done for the people that put you there.
Brindisi toes the Democrat Party line on issues like preserving and fixing the Affordable Care Act and opposing the use of taxpayer dollars to send children to charter schools. But on several hot-button issues, Brindisi breaks from some prominent members of his party by not supporting a ban on semi-automatic guns or opposing the construction of a border wall along some parts of the Mexico border, and not calling for abolishing the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. Several people in attendance at the Central Square Town Hall praised those moderate stances, like Eric Heintzman of Constantia.
He doesn't really seem to be like an ultra-liberal voice or trying to pander to conservatives like we'll see some of them do. I think he really seems to kind of be a middle-of-the-road type of candidate, which I think is good for our district because we have a good diverse mix of people and viewpoints here, and I think he'd be a good representative of that.
Brindisi says his moderate take on some issues is not a campaign strategy. It's just where the majority of Americans are. But he is running for office in a district where Republicans outnumber Democrats by 30,000 voters. His opponent, Republican Representative Claudia Tenney, characterizes Brindisi's claim that he is independent as dishonest, saying he voted with Democrats in the New York State Assembly 97% of the time, and will do the same if elected to Congress. In Central Square, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.